if he's on the line. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
David, I cannot believe there are people my age, I'm approaching 55, that there are people my age who haven't thought what they're going to be doing or how they're going to be getting money 5 years from now.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, we see a lot of people at later life running our retirement workshops, and lots and lots of people just, you know, in a sense, ignore it, in a sense, in denial. And, you know, which of course doesn't help their cause when it comes to retirement.
So what can you do? Is it not too late to start at my age to have a fund after this place decides, Frank, you're out?
I don't think it's ever too late. I mean, clearly the earlier you start, the better. But, you know, it's never too late. Every little bit helps. And, you know, I think when it comes to it, you need to think about your finances, but also other elements of your retirement as well. In a sense, you can't divorce finances from what you think you might want to do in retirement, because what you want to do is going to cost you money. So I think you need to think about retirement in the round rather than just finances.
So quite a few of us about, relatively... Let me see, because that's a relatively small number there. I'll just look at that one first of all. 15 out of 100 over 55s in Northern Ireland say they will work until they drop. So that's how they're going to get around it. They're going to work all the time until they die. But just under half say they know exactly how much they need for retirement. So around about, you know, 47% feel they're well prepared. That means that over 50% of people have a difficulty. 85% have not yet considered, indeed, relationships when planning their retirement. They're wondering about, you know, how the people that depend on them are going to survive. So there's quite a bit to consider. However, short of selling your own product to me, David, tell me what someone can do at this late stage other than work until they drop.
Well, I think it's a question of talking to their employer. You know, employers have to play a big part in this. And, you know, I think it's not only for the benefit of the employee, but also of the employer. If the employer knows what people's intentions are in terms of retirement, then it's going to help them with recruitment and succession planning and all the rest of it. And, you know, they're also going to have a happier, more content workforce. So I think, you know, if people are considered, are coming up to that age, they need to talk to their employer about what help they might get. And what the situation is in general, so that some of these uncertainties on both sides can be resolved.
And finally, your advice to someone who's 30 who's listening to this programme, who thinks a pension, I couldn't be bothered paying into it. You're mad. Thank God somebody convinced me to go into a scheme that I've had here, because it's the only rope that I can cling to as I pull myself out of the well. You know, to have a pension through the workplace, to have something private from your 30 onwards, is a godsend.
It is, and don't forget that if you have a workplace pension, then your employer is actually paying into your pension. The government's paying into it as well, because they give you the tax relief on it. So it's not just you that's saving on your behalf, it's two other people as well, the government and your employer. So what's not to like about that?
David, we'll give it some serious consideration. It's an important topic. We touch on it from time to time. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave Sinclair, retirement specialist from Later Life.